of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 billion youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Acting on Peter Stone's orders, his Lieutenant Punchy carries word to certain native chieftains of Nahia that all is in readiness for the master stroke. Issuing the natives rifles, ammunition, incendiary torches, and gasoline, Punchy leads the natives forth on a reign of terror. That night is one of stark horror for the Nahian planters. Their plantations are pillaged and burned, and many of them are ruthlessly murdered. Back at his secret headquarters in the center of the island, Peter Stone forces Kitty to accompany him to a neighboring hilltop and shows her the site in the valleys below, where the renegade natives are burning and pillaging the white settlements. In the meantime, Jungle Jim and Kolu, camping for the night beside a stream, are awakened by the distant sound of shots and the smell of smoke and fire. They soon realize that the natives on the island, under Stone's leadership, are in open rebellion. And with the fire creeping closer, they hurriedly pack their canoe and take to the river in a desperate effort to go through the curtain of fire and find Peter Stone's headquarters. The following evening, they come to a deserted camp.
Yep. They've been using this place as an advance headquarters, Kolu.
Mm.
See those empty packing cases there?
Mm.
They were fitted up to carry rifles. See? Here are several ammunition boxes.
There'll be lots of empty gasoline tin here, Tuan. Also, plenty torches.
This must have been the supply base. Stone's men outfitted the natives here, and not so long ago either, by the look of things.
If this big supply base, Tuan, this man Stone must have headquarters near here.
That's what I've been thinking, Kolo. You notice that none of the country beyond here has been burnt. Now, that means that Stone's headquarters must be near here. They wouldn't take any chances on setting fire to the country close to his hideout.
Maybe it'd be downriver a little ways.
I'm not so sure that it'd have his headquarters right on the river. But wherever it is, it won't be far from there. Now, look, Kolo. We're in enemy country now. Our only chance to get anywhere is to travel at night. We must not be seen or discovered by any of Stone's native scouts.
Listen, Tuan.
What?
You hear that? It'd be natives coming.
I hear them. They're coming down the river. Come on, Kolo. We've got to act quickly. First, we've got to hide that canoe and then hide ourselves. Come on. All right, now. Lift it. Come on, lift it right up out of the water, Kolo. And carry it back into the jungle there. That's it. Are you ready now?
Yeah.
Come on, walk out.
That's it.
Yes, Tuan. Lift up high.
Right. Let's get it quite a way back so we'll be out of sight if they happen to stop and look around.
Yes, Tuan. Grass be high here. Make good place to hide.
That's fine. Okay. Put it down, Kolo.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Now get well down and wait.
All right, all right. We don't have to stop here. There's nothing we want here. Get going, get going. Gotta get back to the chief's place. Come on, come on. Put some feet behind that paddling. This ain't no moonlight cruise. I want to be at the chief's in the next hour, see?
Did you hear that, Kolo? Boy, are we in luck. Did you hear that voice? That must be one of Stone's white captains.
You say he want to be at chief's place in 1 hour.
Sure, he means Stone's headquarters. We were right, Kolo. It must be somewhere down the river. Come on, now let's get going. We're going to follow that canoe. It'll lead us right to the place we want to go. Stone's headquarters. Well, Cole, what did you find out?
This be place, Tuan. Big native canoe tied up to landing. There be trail leading from boat landing into jungle up there.
Oh, that's swell, Cole. That trail probably goes back to Stone's headquarters. Come on, we'll take a chance and follow.
Where you put canoe, Tuan?
I pulled well back off the banks and covered up the best I could. I think it's safe enough. Now, let's get going before that gang comes back. Here's your rifle, bandoliers, and pack.
Yes, Tuan. We hurry. All ready now.
Look, Kolo. Up ahead there through the trees. See the lights? That's Stone's headquarters. Boy, oh boy. Now look, you gotta be very careful. We have guards posted around there.
Maybe better if we get off trail now, Tuan. Go off in jungle. Not be seen.
Good idea. Huh? Okay, Kolo. We'll cut off into the jungle and make a wide sweep around the house and come in from the back. There's less danger of running into anybody that way.
Hey, wait, Tuan. Look down. Look. Door to a house open. Someone standing doorway.
Somebody's right. It's a woman, and it looks suspiciously like Kitty St. John.
Yes, Tuan.
Of course, it's too far away to make sure, but she's about her size. But that's who it is.
Hey, man, come now. Stand beside her. Now they go in. Closed door.
Peter Stone and Kitty St. John. Well, Kolo, we are in luck. Now, if that big white man we heard in the canoe and those natives that were with him would only leave, we'd have Peter Stone right where we want him.
I not understand why Missy St. John not have guard, Tuan.
It puzzles me, too, Kolo. I thought that Stone kidnapped Kitty against her will and brought her up here as prisoner. What we've just seen, it looks as though she has the run of the house. Say, maybe Lil was right after all. Kitty St. John is really in league with Stone.
Mm.
Oh, but come on. We've got to get closer to that house and investigate.
And while Jungle Jim and Kolo scout around the outside of Stone's headquarters, there's quite a victory celebration going on inside.
Go ahead, Punchy. Drink up and have another. Help yourself to your favorite cigarette.
Sure, Chief. Thanks, I will. I was feeling a little tired after the big job, but I'm beginning to pick up again now.
Yeah. Wonderful what a couple of drinks and a good cigarette like this will do for a guy, huh, boy?
You've done a swell job, Punchy.
Yeah.
You've got those planters on the run.
Yeah.
But just because they're on the run, I don't want them to get away, see?
Huh?
Now, that job you just finished was only the beginning.
Oh, sure. I know, boss, I know. But Big Tom and his boys can take care of the mopping up business.
Oh, no, Punchy. We can't take any chances on that. We got those planters fighting with their backs to the wall. By withdrawing our boys for a while, those planters will think they've beaten us off.
Sure, boss. That's how we planned it. So then Big Tom and his boys step in and polish them off.
Yeah, but there's such things as telephones, cables, yeah, and even radio. When we start attacking again, those planters will start yelling for help from their friends on the nearby island.
Sure, you're right, Chief. You're right. Gosh, I never thought of that. Never thought of it.
Of course you didn't, Punchy, but I did. So I want you to round up the boys and get busy.
Yeah.
I've marked out the map showing you the places to cut the telephone and cable line.
Okay, boss. I'll have them all cut by morning. Can't take no chance on them guys yelling for help. No, that would ruin everything. Yeah. I'll get going right now, right away.
Hold on. Take it easy.
Huh?
Not finished yet. There's another job to do.
Did I forget something, boss? Gee, what did I forget this time?
What's the use of cutting all the communications on the island if you still leave those big, fast yachts in the harbor for the boys to get away in? Besides, they're all equipped with radio, too.
I guess I'm a dope, boss. Sure I am. A dope, that's what. Imagine me forgetting them yachts. What a dope.
No, Punchy, you're all right. A good man. A good leader. We can't all be organizers. Someone has to do the thinking.
Sure, boy. It's getting late, though. I got to round up the boys and shove off.
Okay,
boy.
Punchy. Get your boys lined up, and I'll come with you. I'm going to take charge of that yacht job myself. Before I go, I want to have a little talk with Kitty St. John. Now, don't ask who's here. It's me, Peter Stone. I want to talk to you.
Well, what do you want?
Now, is that a nice way to greet a departing warrior, huh? I just wanted to tell you I was leaving on a little expedition. I'll be going all night, so now's your chance to get away, Kitty. There's no one here but you. Of course, it might be a little tough trying to escape through the jungle in the dark, and if you did get away, you might run into some of those natives of mine who are on the warpath. Of course, that would be fatal, so if I were you, I'd let discretion be the better part of valor and stay here where it's nice and cozy.
You don't need to worry. I'm not fool enough to try to escape. I'll be here when you return.
Thanks. That gives me something to look forward to. You know, I believe you're beginning to get very fond of me, so be a good girl while Daddy's gone, and maybe I'll bring you back some candy. Oh, naughty. It's rude to slam doors in people's faces. Good night, Kitty, and sweet dreams.
Juan, look. Everybody leaving house except girl. You say maybe Missy St. John.
Here's the Rico. There's Stone with the fellow we saw in the canoe and all the natives. They're heading down to the river.
That give us good chance to talk to Mrs. St. John when they be gone.
No, Kolo. There may be someone left in the house to stay on guard. Besides, we can't take a chance on Peter Stone. He may only be going as far as the boat landing, and then come right back. Now, Kolo, we've got to stay here and keep watch. I'm anxious to find out what Kitty St. John will do now that she's left alone. If, of course, she is alone in the house.
I move up very close to house, Twan. Maybe listen and hear if anyone be talking. Look in house, maybe.
Okay, Kolo. You try that while I keep watch. See if Stone or any of the others come back. Be careful what you do, Colo. And don't take too many chances on getting close to the house.
Back in Nahia, Tony Lowry has just returned from what he believes was a successful rout of the attacking natives. He calls on Lil to discuss their future plans.
Yes, Lil, we've managed to beat them and drive them back, which gives us a good chance to reorganize and strengthen our position. But if they attack in very large numbers, I don't think we can hold them off for long.
Oh, why did Jim ever leave? If he were only here, things might be different. But heavens knows where he is. He may not even be alive.
That's just it. We can't wait for him. Our only hope of saving ourselves if another attack comes is to get help from one of the neighboring islands.
Well, if I were in your position, I wouldn't even wait for another outbreak. I'd play safe, call for help, have it here all ready for an emergency.
I suppose that would be the thing to do, but I'd look like a fool if nothing happened and we went to all the trouble, time, and expense of transporting a lot of men here.
You better be safe than sorry. Remember, the lives of men, women, and children depend on your decision. Now, don't gamble with their lives.
Yes, I guess you're right, Lil. There's no use taking any more chances. I'll call Weston over at Kahia and send over reinforcements. I can send my yacht over in a hurry and get them here in a little over 36 hours. I'll call now. Hello, hello, hello. That's funny. This line sounds dead.
Couldn't be. I was using it not more than 10 minutes ago. Try again.
Hello? Hello? I was right, Lil. The phone is dead.
Where was that?
That was a heavy explosion. Not far away. I'll have a look out of the window.
See anything, Tony?
People running across the grounds outside. That's all. I'd better go and investigate that explosion.
Miss Lowry!
This way, Dick. Go in here.
Miss Lowry. Someone is cutting the telephone lines and an explosion just wrecked our radio tower.
Once again, Peter Stone strikes with ruthless swiftness, cutting off communications with the outside world and Tony's efforts to summon reinforcements. And another night of terror begins on Nahia Island. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land, like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie and the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.